Hello, Shenandoah Valley. I'm Scott Bradley, your news director for the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450 with another newsmaker segment being brought to you by Warren County, where history, nature, and family come together. Today, we're talking to Casey Hollins. She is Rappahannock Electric Cooperative's Director of Communications and Public Relations, and community is what it's all about. As once again, Casey, talk about the power of change opportunity from REC.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, the Power of Change is a nonprofit program that we have at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative that allows our member owners to come together and donate money that can then be used to support nonprofit organizations that serve the REC service territory, which is 22 counties from the Blue Ridge Mountains down to the Chesapeake Bay.
So exactly how are these funds raised, Casey, and how does a member donate?
So members have the ability to round up their electric bill every month. They can voluntarily, and we hope that they will voluntarily enroll in the program. And when they do that, they can simply round up their electric bill. And that's a small amount of change, but those pennies really add up. We also have members who will set a specific amount. They might decide they want to donate a whole dollar, or they might decide they want to donate $5 every month. And that money is then pulled together from all of the other members who are participating. And at the end of the period of the month, we end up with thousands of dollars that we collect over the course of the year and then return back to those nonprofit organizations that apply for funding. Twice a year. We give away funds in the spring and then again in the fall.
Sounds like a great way to support the community and nonprofits, and it doesn't cost any more than a dollar unless you want to donate more than a dollar. So how do these nonprofits take advantage of the opportunity to acquire the funding, Casey?
So we open up the application period for funds from the Power of Change twice a year, and we give that money away in the spring. So right now, we just closed the application period. The deadline was actually February 10th. And so our CARE Charities Board of Directors, it's a board made up of a volunteer Rappahannock Electric Cooperative member owners, and we get together and we meet and we review all of those applications, and then we make the award announcement in just a couple of weeks. So we anticipate that we're going to award around $100,000 this spring.
That is very nice, just rounding up to the next dollar. And when does the next round of opportunity open, Casey?
In the summer. So we open it up around June, and the deadline for that is August 10th. And we anticipate again that we'll give probably a little more than $100,000 to some very deserving nonprofit organizations that make a tremendous impact for the members and the communities that we serve.
So, Casey, I have to assume that the applications, as well as more information about Power of Change, of course, is at myrec.coop, correct?
Yes. They can visit our website, and there is a section on our website called The Power of Change. And when you go to that section, you can find out both about enrolling in the program as well as applying for the funds. And right now, we have around 30,000 REC member owners who have voluntarily enrolled, and their contributions really help us to continuously give back over $100,000 twice every year. But just imagine if we had more REC members who would voluntarily enroll and participate. So we're really seeking more of our member owners who can join with their friends and neighbors, and then contribute by simply rounding up like we talked about. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, that is a tax-deductible donation. It averages around $6 a year based on the simply rounding up your electric bill to the next whole dollar, but it really has a tremendous impact. We also have some videos on the website, so you can see the type of organizations who receive funding and just how beneficial that those dollars are in the community.
Now, Casey, I know that you have the charity side of the Board of Directors, but you also have a Board of Directors elections coming up, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative has a Board of Directors, which is also made up of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative member owners, and they serve in a very important role Making sure that the members' needs and expectations are represented consistently with the leadership at REC. And right now is a great time to talk about that because we just opened up the director nomination period. So beginning in March, any REC member who's interested in serving on the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative Board of Directors can begin going through the nomination process. And every year we have three regions that are up for re-election. And this year, we just released the nomination packet. So any board member who lives in one of those three regions can complete the nomination materials and go through the process to learn about what it means to be a board member and decide if seeking election is something that they're interested in. And just so that you know, those three regions are Region 2, which is actually part of your listening area. That's the counties of Clark, Fauquier, and portions of Warren County, as well as Stafford and Rappahannock County. But then we have Region 3, which is Albemarle, Greene, Madison, Rockingham, and portions of Page. And then Region 8, which is the counties of Hanover and Goochland. So those three regions are up for election this year in 2024, and we're seeking candidates who are interested in serving on the board.
Casey, tell us what's expected of a board member.
So the board members meet with our leadership for board meetings that occur every month, and they review the policies that govern the cooperative, and they work directly with the president and CEO, and his name is John Hua, as well as the rest of our executive leadership team in accomplishing the goals and objectives of the co-op. But most importantly, they really serve to represent the REC member owners. We're a member-owned electric cooperative, and that means our customers are more than just a customer, and their needs, their expectations are very important to us. And so our board of directors is very active in making sure that they know and understand what our members' needs are. They know the issues that are affecting them. And then they bring that information back to REC's leadership, so that we can keep our members top of mind at all times.
Casey, I have to ask the tough question. Is this a paid position?
It is a paid position.
Well, there you have it. Thank you, Casey, for all that information. And here's to supporting our local nonprofits. If you know of someone making a difference in the community or an event coming up we need to get the word out about, call or text Direct and Connect 540-635-4121. Make it to the attention of Scott. Let's see if we can make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450.